This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. Colorado is offering free childcare to essential workers who are exempt from the state's stay-at-home order. Early childhood providers, advocacy groups, school districts, and the state created a system of emergency childcare designed to last till mid-May. Michelle Barnes is the executive director of the Department of Human Services.
With the essential workers that the state is relying on to respond to COVID-19, we want to ensure that the parents have access to affordable child care during this time.
Families who are eligible can fill out the form at covidchildcarecolorado.com to begin the matching process. Resources are limited, so parents are encouraged to only use the service as a last resort. Governor Jared Polis says that Colorado's stay-at-home order will probably be extended from its original end date in early April.
At this point, it's very unlikely that April 11th date will be the date, given that President Trump has moved it to April 30th.
He says that the spreading is slowing under the order, and there are other signs that social distancing is working. Polis points to the 60% reduction of cars on the roads. He says he wants that to decrease to the 70% to 80% range. Representative Joe Neguse will hold a virtual town hall tonight and another one tomorrow to update Coloradans on the response to COVID-19. Neguse will be joined at 6 tonight by Governor Jared Polis and mayors from Boulder, Loveland, and Fort Collins to answer questions about the federal and state response to the outbreak. He will be joined by other lawmakers tonight, and you're listening to CPR News.